Shalom, good Erev, Tu B'Av. We're going to try and understand what's so special about this day of Tu B'Av, why the Mishnah says that there's no day that was more joyous to the Jewish people than Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. We're going to start off. The Gemara does give six reasons. We're going to get into that a little bit later, but we'll start off with the Maharal, Perek Aleph, Netzach Yisrael. It starts off by talking about how if you want to understand something, you can understand it by studying its opposite. For example, if you really want to appreciate and understand light, so you have to understand darkness. So he writes that if we want to understand Geula, we have to start and understand Gullus. We're only going to talk about Gullus for a minute, because all of us are sick of Gullus at this point, and all we want is Geula after 3 weeks. We don't even want to talk about Gullus. So we're not going to talk about it for a lot. We're just going to try and get a greater understanding of Geula by seeing how he defines Gullus. So the Maharal writes, That's something that is removed from its natural habitat, right? And it's out of its place. So it doesn't have eternal standing in that place, in this secondary place. The reason for this is because everything needs to return to its shorash, everything needs to return to its source. And although it may take at sometimes a few thousand years for the Jewish people to return to their source, they will return, because it's impossible for the tivi, for the natural, to dwell in an unnatural place for it. And the Maharal writes that that's really the story of the Jewish people. Our natural place is in Eretz Yisrael. And it can't be that we won't, in the end of the day, all return to Eretz Yisrael. And we won't unite in this land that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose for us, because it's our natural dwelling place. And that's really the yisod of Geula, is returning to our source again. Right, returning to what we could be, returning to who we really are. Because being out of our natural place, being out of our natural selves, is too uncomfortable, and it won't last that way. So as we mentioned in the Gemara, lists six reasons. One of the reasons it gives is that the nights are getting longer. The summer solstice has passed on Tu B'Av, and the days are getting shorter. So why would we celebrate this? Right, night usually connotes pain and separation. But Tu B'Av is Dafka at this time, a time when it seems like things are getting darker in life. Right? We just finished Tisha B'Av. And beyond just the fact that we've gotten past Tisha B'Av, the reality is we had 3 weeks of mourning, we had a Tisha B'Av, and there's still no Beis HaMikdash. So after 3 weeks of mourning, a long Tisha B'Av, still nothing. So this could seem very upsetting. But Tu B'Av comes to show us that there's light. Even when we're in the difficult month of Av, and it's true that the Beis HaMikdash still has not been rebuilt, and this is not how it's supposed to be. We're in Gullus, we're in our unnatural state. On Tu B'Av, we focus on the fact that, you know what? Regardless of the situation on the ground, we're going to start rebuilding. Although the nights are getting longer, it seems like darkness is prevailing. Darkness is winning, it seems. It doesn't matter what it seems externally. As a people, we're going to start rebuilding within. And this message is a tremendously important and powerful message. That it doesn't matter the reality on the ground, our job is to always say we're starting over and we're rebuilding. And even though it seems like not much has come out of our mourning and out of our Tisha B'Av, and the days are getting shorter and the light is less, we're going to bring the light. We as people are going to bring the light. We're not dependent on the sun for light. We're dependent upon ourselves for light. And obviously, a greater dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because He's the one who gives us the ability to bring out that light. And there's a greater form of rebuilding going on now. Right, on Tu B'Av, the tribes were able to intermarry again. Binyamin was able to marry into other tribes as well. Right, Tu B'Av is saying that we're looking to connect to our source. Because we know at our source, all of the Jewish people are one. So I'm not looking for these separations between other tribes. Right, or in our case, with other shuls, other communities, other types of Yidden. I'm not looking for that. I'm not interested in that. At Tu B'Av, I'm not writing people off. I'm uniting with them. As we dance in the fields, right, the people would dance in circles, and it would be a time for men and women to meet, because they were uniting. It's the unification of the single men and the single women. It's unification really should be for all of us, for all of Am Yisrael. For people that are married, it should be, again, a reunification between husband and wife, and unification between single men and single women. It's a time when we're trying to return to that place of Geula, that place where we're in our natural habitat. Tisha B'Av, we're mourning. Right, at the very least, we're mourning the destruction of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash on the most external level. But what we're really mourning is when the walls of the Beis HaMikdash went down, the walls between Yidden went up. And the walls between Yidden and HaKadosh Baruch Hu went up. On Tu B'Av, we're smashing down those walls. We're saying, it doesn't matter what tribe you're from. It doesn't matter if you came from a rich family or a poor family, because the girls would go and everyone would bring their white clothing and they would switch in the fields. And you wouldn't take your clothing. You would take the clothing that was just there. Because it's not about who's wealthy and who's not. We're not trying to make more labels and more separations between the people. We're trying to unite. We're trying to unite as a people. After the destruction, we're using the koach that we just got from the difficult 3 weeks to rebuild our relationships with people and to break down the barriers between us. Because like we said, after the fall of Tisha B'Av, we're just looking to return to our source. Like the Maharal, right? It can't be that we stay in this state of brokenness, the state of exile, the state of separation. It can't be. We all have to return to our source. And at our source, we're all one. We're one with Am Yisrael. We're one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who understood the secret of unifying the Jewish people, of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, greater than Rav Kook? And there are two stories. There are two stories that I think of that really bring out this example in such a strong way. One story is that Rav Kook would go before Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, and he would go out to the street and talk to the people that maybe were labeled as Chiloni. People that were not in Shul on Yom Kippur, he would go out to the streets and start speaking with them on Yom Kippur. The holiest time of the whole year. What are you doing speaking with this guy who doesn't even wear a yarmulke? Who might be eating chazer? On Yom Kippur. But Rav Kook saw it as so much more. He saw it at its source. Every Jewish person is one. Every person is connected. And unfortunately, we're just removed from our source right now. We're removed from our natural dwelling place, from our natural state. But we're not so far from getting back there. The second story with Rav Kook is one in which Rav Kook is walking with another tzaddik, and the tzaddik pulls a leaf off of a tree. And Rav Kook is upset. How can you take a leaf? How can you pull off a leaf from its life source? Right? Just as a matter of, it's stam in action. That I wasn't thinking, I'm walking and I just pull a leaf off. How can you do that? You're pulling it from its life force. You're pulling it from its source. Rav Kook was so sensitive to this message that everything is longing to return to its source. Sometimes we just need a little help to get there. That's what Tu B'Av is trying to help us get to. Help us return to our source of oneness. It says that another thing on Tisha B'Av that happened was that the door of the Midbar that was dying out in the Midbar, so on Tu B'Av they stopped dying. And what happened on Tisha B'Av, everyone would go in their graves, and those who were supposed to die died in their graves. And they would do that for the next few nights after Tisha B'Av until Tu B'Av. And when they see the full moon on Tu B'Av, they say, okay, Tisha B'Av is definitely past by now. The time when we were supposed to die is definitely past, so we can stop sleeping in the grave. And there's an amazing message to take out of this. The fact that they saw the moon meant to them, right, that they can get out from the grave. It's something that happens to us in our everyday lives. There are times when we view ourselves or a certain aspect of ourselves as if we're finished. We're finished in this inyan. I'm struggling with something and I just can't succeed in it anymore. I've tried so hard and I've fallen so many times and that's it. I'm just going to bring it with me to the grave. For the rest of my life, I'm going to struggle with this because I just can't keep trying. Right? I said I'm going to wake up this time and I tried and I just keep sleeping late. I said I'm not going to speak about this person in a negative way. I said I'm going to watch the way I speak. I'm not going to be critical when I talk to another person. And you know what? I fell again. And it's just too much already. How many times can I fall? Or I promised myself I'm going to maintain a certain level of holiness. And I fell. And I can't get up and do this again. We think the struggle is in the grave. But what happened on Tu B'Av? We looked up from the grave and we saw that just like a few days ago there was almost no light coming, reflecting, or being reflected by the moon. Right now, there's a full moon. The light is back. And we can get up and get out of the graves. Because it's true. It's difficult. And it's been a struggle. For so many years already. So many promises to myself. So many times I failed. But just like the moon wanes and waxes, so do we in our life. We have to give ourselves another shot and see that there is a light. There are times of great light. There are times of succeeding. And there will be a time. There will be a time when we'll move past this gullus, this personal gullus, where I feel like I'm so removed from being able to overcome this challenge in my life. And I once again will become one with myself. I won't be a broken piece over here and broken in this avoda and in this inyan, and I'm struggling with that and I'm struggling with this. But I'll be able to be one person again, with my mind focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, moving in one direction, united with my strengths, my passions, my goals and dreams, all towards serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the same time, I should be united with my brothers. I should be united with all my fellow Yidden. We should be one. When we daven and we ask Hashem that you should make this the most joyous day the Jewish people have celebrated so far, that we should all return to our land as one. We should be united with our nation, united with our land, united with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. B'mehir b'yameinu, have a great day.